Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
The Galway bookshop Kenny is celebrating an incredible 30 years of online business. Set up in the mid-1994, Kenny.ie was Ireland's first e-commerce website and among the first retail websites in the world. That's a full year before Amazon started. Tom Kenny joins us now from our Galway studio. Tom, it is so great to talk to you. It's been 100 million years since we met up last, but you were a regular everywhere in Galway when I lived there back in the day. I can't believe it's 1994. Where did you get the idea from?
We didn't get the idea. This man, Barry Flanagan, walked in one day and he said, I'm setting up a company called Ireland Online and I would like to start with a client that is associated with Galway, that understands export and that is camera friendly. And I've decided you're the guys. And we said, what's the idea? And he said, it's called the internet.
The interweb.
And we looked blankly at him. And he explained it to us and he said, I would like to program you in. That's where all the expenses. And if you like the product, then, you know, we can work on a monthly basis, pay me monthly. So we gave him a lot of our publicity, our printed publicity, and he edited all that down. He produced the website. He showed it to us, and there was an absolute wow factor about this. But our instinct told us that it needed sound bites, what we now know as sound bites, really. The original printed publicity was a bit waffly when you looked at it on screen. So we talked about this and he took it all away and reprogrammed it in and came back to us. But he was fuming when he came back because a science fiction bookshop in San Francisco had gone online the day before.
He wanted us
to be the first in the world.
Wow. But Tom, isn't it fabulous, though, that you and a science fiction bookshop in San Fran, even if they went online, that's almost like a badge of honour, really, isn't it, when you think about it? It was a big leap of faith that you took, especially in the area of books, where often, you know, and of course, Kenny's bookshop was iconic on the Galway High Street for so many years before you kind of jumped online. Were you nervous at all about taking this leap?
Well, we were blessed with our parents, Maura, and they always told us never be afraid of change. I have to say it was my brother, Connor, who really took this on board and pushed us into it. But very quickly it became obvious to us that it was the way to go. Now, we were used to export. We had been exporting. My father bought an old Ronio stencil machine that was installed in my bedroom. When I was a teenager, I was printing catalogues for the bookshop. But it was on a very slow, you know, snail mail basis, if you like. But we understood export and we were quite used to it, really. But this change was very significant because suddenly it was a worldwide market. We had, of course, a list of clients dotted around the world, but it was in hundreds. But suddenly we had now had access to millions of people. Suddenly we were getting, you know, emails from Argentina or Israel or all kinds of different places, all over the world. And then one morning we woke up and we realized that we were actually selling more books online than we were on the high street.
My goodness.
And the cost differential was extraordinary. So we decided to move and we needed more space to do the online operation. And so we did. We moved out to the Lisbon estate just outside Galway and it began to expand from there. But we were learning lessons and we're still learning lessons every day. Working on the internet is not just like pressing a button and expecting the whole world to come in your door. It's very like having a shop window on the main street or on any street for that
matter. On that, Tom, because when I remember, you know, and anyone in Galway will know, going into Kenny's bookshop was almost entering Harry Potter land. It was just that winding stair feeling. It must have been really difficult for you to close down that shop. And after your parents and your mother, I know, worked in the shop for 60 years, was that difficult to move from that organic feeling with books all around you to an industrialist? And I do know you still have books all around you there. But was that difficult to shut down a kind of a family business in one way? Not to shut it down, but to kind of take that, I suppose, leap of faith again, to leave the high street, what you were used to all your life from childhood?
Well, funnily enough, the big problem we had when we decided to move was how to tell our mother. Mm. And when we did, she said, of course you've got to move.
Really?
Of course you've got to move. Yes, you've got to move with the times. You've got to change. You've got to be prepared to be pliable and flexible and move with the times. She was the one that really drove us out the door. Yes, I mean, the building in High Street was two very old buildings, interconnected, a whole series of rooms and stairs, as you say.
Yeah.
Now we're in an industrial type situation, but we are bringing back an awful lot of the character of High Street into this new location that we're in at the moment.
Yeah, and I know so that you have readings coming up and some very famous people coming up soon. Tell us about those.
We do, yeah. we have a lot more space in Lisbon now.
Of course, yeah.
So we've had, for example, in the most recent past, we launched a book of poetry by Mary O'Malley. She was interviewed by Marina Carr, the playwright, and
yes,
there were over 130 people seated.
She's wonderful, Mary, yeah.
Having a glass of wine, listening to this extraordinary interview. It was, yeah. We have another one coming up very shortly. We have Rita Ann Higgins. She's going to be interviewed by Elaine Feeney. We have Graham Norton coming in September. Now, he is obviously a big, big fish in terms of publicity and pulling in people, and we wouldn't be able to cater for him. So he is going to do two shows in the Black Box, two interviews. He'll be interviewed by Pauline Madlin. Then we have Roddy Doyle. We have Owen de Vardoin, who is a wonderful traveller writer from Tuam. Wonderful, beautiful books. He has done children's books and a book on kind of superstitions and mythology of the traveller community.
So you're still embedded, as you always were, in the Galway art scene, the Galway community, the literary world, but you have more space to do it. It's wonderful that you managed to do that. It's such a transitional thing, isn't it, moving? But Tom, you're still working away 5 days a week in the business at 80. Do you still have the same grog as Pashun, which I shouldn't on the foes, Tom?
I'm a Van Kiela, Gominica Tortimaco. Could you not take a day off here and there? But, you know, I just enjoy it. I love it. It's my hobby, really, to
it's
be honest.
It's your life, yeah.
I'm very fortunate in that I meet, you know, and work with some of the most creative people, really, in the country, whether they're sculptors or painters or playwrights or poets or historians. It doesn't matter. And the other great thing is that you never, ever know who is going to walk in the door, ever.
I know.
And it's funny, you know, Dick Emery, for example, he used to come in regularly. Now, my mother never had a television, so she never saw his shows. And, you know, he would do these little vignettes. He would be different characters.
Tom, I must read this text to you. I have to, because we're going to have to go, but I want to get this in. It's from Sheila. Hi there, Maura. As an avid reader and book club member in Carrickmacross, Kenny's is my number one go-to for all books. They can get every book requested and supply them with speed back to me. They wouldn't have done that in the old days, Tom, as you said, the snail mail. I love getting their packages and their little bookmarks. Love their personal service and 100% Irish. What's not to like? Thank you, Sheila, for getting in touch. Tom, come out, Ogle and Chin. I've run out of time. Tom, thank you so much. And we will chat to you very, very soon. And long may you run. And hopefully I'll see you soon in Galway. Thanks, Mamillion, Tom.
Enjoy.